Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, only on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning and welcome to Monday, October 13th. We're back with you. What holiday is it today? Is it Columbus Day?
Or yeah.
That's what it is, right?
It is.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we're here because I didn't even realize it was until I looked at the bank statement in the morning or my bank account and I'm seeing there's no activity. I'm like, what happened?
You know? I got a bunch of alerts on my iPad yesterday saying Columbus Day tomorrow.
Yeah.
But is it even a holiday?
It is for banks and government institutions, things like that, yeah. But as you can see, most people are working today, so we're here, not reluctantly, I might add, because we have a very good guest in the studio, promises to be very entertaining. We'll get to her in a few minutes. How was your weekend?
Relaxing.
Really?
I'm a little stuffed up, so I didn't do anything.
Really?
I was hoping that I could have beat it by today, but no. Apparently not.
Really?
I think it was on the airplane when I came back last week.
Yeah.
The AC was blasting the whole time.
And plus, you know, airplanes are like just a the ideal place to get sick, you know? I mean, there's so many people sitting together close, breathing the same air.
Yeah.
You know, it's like many times when I fly, I end up being sick afterwards. So
yeah, and I was freezing the whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
So I think I got it off that, and now I'm just like, ugh, can't beat it, but...
Didn't they have any blankets or anything?
No.
Really?
No.
It's that kind of a plane,
you
huh?
You could buy them for $20.
$20
I was like, I have so many blankets at home, I'm not buying a $20 blanket.
Oh my God. What a ripoff, man.
And I was leaving Hawaii, so I didn't take a jacket.
Right.
So I was just like, wow.
Who takes a jacket to Hawaii?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Speaking of airplanes, yesterday there was a helicopter flying over, because I live right by LAX. A helicopter flying over our apartment for like probably 3 hours. And we finally switched the news on, and it was a news airplane getting footage, but from an airplane that there was an Ebola scare. An Ebola scare.
Oh, okay, really?
Coming into LAX, someone had a fever on the plane and said that they had been in contact with somebody that had been in West Africa.
Right.
And it was like, wow. That's scary.
That is very
right
scary.
Next door. And we could hear, so it seemed more real because we could hear the helicopter.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was flying over our apartment, but it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Well, that's unusual. I mean, I've never heard of something like that before.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, people are talking about it all the time. We'll see what's going to happen, you know. They're already taking the temperature of passengers that arrive and everything and asking them about where they've been and all that, you know. And, I mean, justifiably so, you know. I mean, the thing is, it comes into this country and it gets out of control.
Completely. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, I guess.
Better taking all this precaution. But then you scare everybody when they have all the helicopters flying over and all the news people, news reporters reporting from LAX. It's like,
I know. And that's why people suspect they don't tell us the whole truth, because they don't want us to panic and stuff. You know? So I don't know what the situation is, but I guess we'll find out soon enough, you know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, all these people in their hazmat suits and stuff, it's like, you know, it's pretty real.
Yeah, it really is. It's like the TV show that, I mean, I spoke about it a little bit when it was airing, but it's called The Last Ship. It's about a virus that just spreads so quickly. It's airborne, though, and Ebola isn't airborne. But they wear the same kind of masks that they're wearing right now, the full body suits, and it's scary to watch. I watched this program, and now it's kind of like,
no, it's reality.
This is kind of happening right now. So it's scary.
I know. Oh, well, you know, my weekend was pretty relaxing. My son came down from San Francisco, so that was fun.
And
I also went to see Gone Girl. Have you seen that yet?
No, and I've been wanting to see it. Did you like it?
Well, you know what? It's an interesting movie, you know. It starts off very good, and then it felt like it drags on forever, you know. It's a two-and-a-half-hour movie.
Oh, that's long.
I mean, it is good, you know. I would recommend it, but it got kind of weird the second half of it, you know. So, Yeah.
I get so fidgety in a movie theater for that long. 2.5 hours is a long time to be in a cinema.
It is.
It just feels it's too long.
Yeah, and the movie, I mean, usually if it's a great movie, I don't pay attention to the time. Mm-hmm. But here it just felt like, you know, I was getting like restless and stuff. Like, let's get on with it.
Yeah.
But it was pretty good acting. It was a good story and everything. So, you know, and it made a lot of money. You know, I mean, for movies like this to make like $78 million
right.
in 2 weeks is a lot of money because, you know, there's no effects or anything.
Right.
So so they make a lot more money, obviously, than if they make the Transformers or those superhero movies.
Yeah. Well, they had a really good marketing campaign.
Did they?
I think
really?
That made people want to go see it. Yeah. Mm. All the commercials and the.
Yeah. See, I didn't see any of them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's made me. I haven't gone to see it, but it's made me want to go see it.
Yeah. I know. No, it's pretty cool. It shows you how people, you know, in their marriage, they have things that nobody knows about. You know?
Right.
And but it's a clever movie. I mean, you know, you like it.
Mm-hmm.
You like
it. I'm excited. Maybe this week.
Yeah. And that's it. Well, before we get to our guests, just a couple of other things. You know, the whole ISIS thing that's going on right now and stuff. They're obviously trying to provoke everybody, and they're succeeding. You know, now they're talking about that Islam justifies enslavement of women. You know, and they've been capturing women, obviously using them as sex slaves and concubines and things like this. And they're saying that this is okay based on Islam and Sharia law. But the problem is that. The Muslims around the world are saying this is a poor interpretation of their Quran and everything, and it's not really the way it's supposed to be. And, you know, I mean, obviously we're not surprised. This is an outlaw organization, a terrorist organization. And obviously they do things. I mean, look, they could do a lot without all the outrageous stuff that they do. But they do that, I think, to throw us off. And to get like really mad, so we'll do crazy things, you know.
Right.
But we can't let that distract us like this, you know. We already know their opinion, so it doesn't matter what they say.
Yeah.
We already know what they're about, you know.
Definitely.
So so you know, I mean, they're going to continue their beheadings and enslavement of women and stuff. But the thing is, and they're taking big territories now. You know, it's really getting worrisome.
Really, yeah,
and we're still like sitting here, you know, bombing from the air, thinking it's going to take us anywhere, which it's not. You know, obviously, it's not helping at all.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, you would think a lot of like bombings and stuff would actually put a dent in their abilities,
but something. Yeah, but yeah, it doesn't seem to be.
Doesn't, and I'm telling you, and we'll end up with boots on the ground there. I'm just hoping we're not going to be alone doing that.
Right.
You know,
I don't think so. It seems like a.
Well, I don't know, but the Arabic countries don't really seem to be that willing to get into this. You know.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, do it for us. And a lot of people are pissed about it, you know. I mean, why would we come in there and risk our soldiers and stuff when you guys are just sitting here where it's actually your problem?
Right.
You know?
It's true.
So, anyway. Okay, and then finally, just Oscar Pistorius, I guess they're saying he's a broken man. Not surprisingly, right?
Right.
So he's not going to be charged with murder, but like what they call culpable homicide. So they're saying there's no minimum or maximum in South Africa for that. So everybody, it's anybody's guess how long he's going to get, you know?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's a broken man. When you do anything, and yes, she died, but he has to live with that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's...
Yeah, exactly.
Situation,
you know, and that's what I'm thinking. I mean, you know, you do something crazy at a moment, you know, you're not even prepared for it. You just, well, unless he did plan it, I don't know
exactly. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not gonna say it happened. It just happened to him. Maybe it didn't just happen to him. But the reality is, you don't know what's gonna happen, and one day you find yourself shooting somebody. You know,
right?
That's why I don't want a gun. You
have to live with the consequences.
I don't need a gun, but I can protect myself just fine without one.
Right?
You know, we're living in the 21st century. It's not the Wild West here. You know, I can understand people wanting to have guns. Maybe it makes them feel secure, but the chances for accidents are greater.
Yeah, definitely. You
know? So I don't like that. Anyway. All that pales by comparison to the guest we have here, who promises to, well, she really, you came in full of great energy. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
And we have, you go by TK Kyle, right?
Chef TK. Chef TK Kyle.
Chef TK. That's quite a mouthful. It'll take me a few times to try that before I remember.
Well, I should have brought you a plate of food. Then it would be easy for you.
There you go. There you go. So you're all about food.
Food and love.
Okay, and those go together, right?
I mean, I don't have a love in my life right now, but that's what it's about.
The
me
food
finding
is your
love.
Life, yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Sounds good. So let's tell everybody, you're going to be on a TV show. Is this like the first time you'll be on it?
Yes, it's a competition show, reality show, per se, for the show Chopped on Food Network tomorrow night. It's 7 p.m. in Los Angeles, 10 p.m. in New York.
Oh, wow. And the show's called Chopped?
It's called Chopped.
Is that a show that's been on the channel for a while?
It has. It's been on for a while. It's the, I believe it's the number one, their number one show.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So very cool. So how do you end up in something like this?
They found me.
Really?
Yes.
That's exciting.
Wow. They found me.
You seem to be easy to find, though. I mean, you stand out in a crowd.
Well, not really. I change my name on Facebook every other week.
Really?
I got a lot of ex-husbands, Sam. Yes.
Oh, I see.
I'm like the president. I move in the dark. Yeah. No, I am easy to find. I've been catering and cooking for tons of production companies and celebrities for about 7 years now.
Really?
Yes.
Very cool. How long, I mean, is it like all your life you've been fascinated with food and stuff?
No, actually, no. For about 15 years, I was a travel manager here in Beverly Hills for a production, for a promotions company.
Oh, cool.
So I went from being a travel agent to a chef, but I've been cooking all my life.
Yeah, that's what I meant. So you really, I mean, you have a connection with food and cooking.
I do.
And things like that.
From my grandmother, who lives in Lompoc, California.
Very, very cool. Is that where you were born?
I was raised in Lompoc, California.
Really? Where is that?
It's about 40 miles north of Santa Barbara.
Oh, okay. So that's about two and a half hours, three hours.
Central Coast. I'm a little small town girl.
Yeah, huh?
But I was born in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, you were born in San Antonio,
and we moved to California. My mother was a single mother. We moved to where her parents were stationed. My grandfather was in the Air Force.
Oh, okay.
But I've been living in New York City 10 years. I'm born in San Antonio, Texas, raised in Lompoc, California, trained in New York City for this.
Wow. Really? Wow. So let's
But you lived so you've lived in New York for 10 years.
I have.
So when you moved to New York, you weren't
I was living here. I lived here in Los Angeles for many years. I've lived in a lot of states.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm a gypsy caterer. I'm a gypsy chef.
Is that because of were you like a military brat?
No, I was following husbands.
Oh, husbands.
My first husband was in the military, so that's when I was in my 20s. Mm-hmm. But I've just always been a gypsy. My grandparents used to just throw us in the car, and we'd travel all over the place, and I love to travel.
Yeah, that's really cool, huh?
I love to travel.
Yeah. That's very cool. You know, although I wonder, do you know anybody who doesn't like to travel? You know, because people, I think that's the ultimate. Like, what do you think about when you figure, okay, when I arrive, you know, when I have a lot of money, a lot of success, how would you want to spend the rest of your life?
I don't think you should wait on when you arrive. What if you never arrive?
No, but that's the point, though. Is
you
that
need to take it. You need to go now.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but many people are saying, okay, well, what am I going to do if I have all the money in the world and stuff? You buy everything. You already have everything. What's left is traveling, you know? So when you get to travel before you make it real big, that's a good thing.
It
you
is.
Know?
I and, get it. Yeah, I yeah, get what you're saying now.
I'm just saying that everybody likes
that's
to
true.
Travel, you know,
yeah.
except people who don't like to fly. You know, I know some people like that.
I love to fly.
Yeah. Yeah, do you really?
I do. The last trip I went on out of the country was to South Africa, and I went on safari.
Did you really?
I did. I love to travel. Like
South Africa is beautiful.
It's
though,
beautiful.
I lived there for a year.
I went to 5 countries. I went on safari.
Really?
Yeah.
What countries?
Wow. I went to Botswana, Zambia, Zimbabwe,
all the countries around
all the
South
countries
Africa,
around
right?
South Africa. Yeah, I went my job that I worked at here in Beverly Hills. It was a gift to her, from my boss.
Oh, wow. So you worked for a travel company?
No, it's a promotions company.
Oh,
and they do gift fulfillment for like a sweepstakes and contests.
Right.
And so I was the I headed up her travel department.
I see. Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
So you were still working related to travel.
I've always wanted to be a travel agent. I've never been to college.
Yeah.
I've always
It might be too late. They don't have any more work anymore, you know, except the commercial ones.
Well, right? I'm a corporate entertainment travel. Yeah. So that's really intense, and they look for great travel agents that can handle bands and, you know, people who travel high end.
Right.
I used to take care of Will Smith, Jennifer Lopez.
Really? How fun. Yeah. I know. I have a friend who's also in corporate travel, and she says, we're as busy as ever. Mm-hmm. It's just that for personal stuff, people don't go to travel agents.
No, they don't. They just go online.
Yeah, you go online and you buy whatever you want, mm-hmm. you know. But
easy,
I think still, if you want to have like a good trip, go to places that are reliable.
Correct.
You should still talk to travel agents.
You should.
You know, because they've been around.
They have.
Yeah.
Shout out to all my travel agents.
There you go. So in South Africa, where did you stay there? In Johannesburg?
One night in Joburg, and then we went to Botswana to the Okavango Delta.
Right.
That's where I met a beautiful bush man. I was trying to bring him back.
Really? So he looks for men everywhere, even in the bush.
I look for men everywhere, Sam. It ain't a game.
It ain't a game.
It's not a game. I'm 4 years from 50. I'm proud to be 46 years old, and this is it. This is the last guy. This is the soulmate. So,
how many have there been?
Sam, you're getting a little bit personal. I don't want people to think I'm a floozy. I'm a Christian.
That's okay.
No.
I mean, you're the one that brought it up, you know. I'm just curious.
No, but Sam, I'm two husbands in already.
Two of them. Okay, so that's nothing to
be ashamed of. That bad. And I've actually been single since 08.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Do you like being single?
I do sometimes. I actually like it right now because I can do what I want.
Exactly.
But I do get lonely because sometimes in New York, I go to plays by myself. I do a lot of things by myself, which I'm comfortable with in myself.
Right.
But I want to share things with someone. I know he's coming.
Yeah.
He's coming, Sam. It might be you. I don't know.
It might be me. She already dropped the hint a couple of minutes ago. I don't know.
Yeah. We haven't got that connection yet.
I know. Well, she's giving me compliments. I look better than my pictures.
I almost bought you a breakfast.
Yeah.
Burrito. I think that would have
been. Yeah, where is the food?
That might have sealed the deal.
I'm sorry, Charlotte. It wasn't about you. When they called me and said, we want you to go to LA Talk Radio, I looked it up. I said, post Charlotte. I'm only going there for Sam. And she's such a cute little girl. She looked like she could be my younger sister.
Okay. So she's looking for family, and she'll hire anybody. Pretty much. Very cool. So when you were in New York, what did you do in New York?
I still live in New York. I'm out here catering a job for NBC.
Oh, I see. Okay.
In Hollywood.
So you got involved with the show. They found you. How did you say they found you?
They found me on the internet, but there was also someone in their office that told them, because they were looking to do a show with caterers in the film and TV world. Mm-hmm. And someone mentioned to them, hey, there's this crazy black caterer that feeds everyone great food, and she has this big personality. You guys need to get her.
Uh-huh. And that's what they're looking for.
Yeah,
right?
I guess. I didn't even believe them when they called me. I thought it was one of my ex-husbands looking for me. So I had to do a verification. I call it an Obama verification. So we call the number back to make sure they're legit.
Oh, wow.
This is a true story. And this was around Thanksgiving last year they called me. And then they called me in a month later and did a private screening with me. And then like a week later, they asked me if I'd come and do the show. And they followed me around New York for a day in June. In April. And then we filmed in June.
Okay.
So it's been a long time coming. They last Thanksgiving and then June and April. So are you excited to see the final product?
I am very excited because I know I brought a lot in. They let me be myself on the show, and which I can't be anything else. That takes a lot of work to pretend to be somebody else unless I'm getting paid a lot of money. But it was a great show. There was a lot of cute guys on there, Sam. I had to control
Why
myself.
Why you tell me that?
It was actually hard to cook the dishes, though. It was hard to focus on what I was there for.
Right.
But we had a lot of fun, and I know the editor was in tears on the editing side. So it'll be interesting to see what they've actually been showing the commercial, the promo for a week, like every hour on the hour, because I believe I'm the first show of the new season tomorrow.
Very cool.
Exciting. Yeah.
So what's the show about? I mean, I've never watched it. I don't watch the Food
Network.
Sam,
if we're
going
to be together, you need to watch
well,
the show.
Well, okay, that's why you're here.
How can we be together if you haven't watched the show? This
I will
is going to be
now.
A problem.
I
yes.
will now. I have
now
get your
life together,
star,
Sam.
Right?
Get your life together. I tell everyone, get your lives together. Okay. So the show, what was your question?
My show what's Chopped about?
Oh, the show is about a mystery basket of food, and there's four chefs, either trained or home cooks, that come up against each other. I was the only non-trained chef. Because I'm considered a home cook, even though I have my own catering business. I learned from watching my grandmother since I was 5 years old. Wow. They all were trained and went to school.
Oh, okay.
So it has mystery ingredients. You don't know what's in there. You know, it could be a cow in there. Yeah. I don't know. But there was a lot of crazy stuff in the basket. And it's a Halloween show, so it's going to be very gory tomorrow.
I see. So you're going to actually... cook there as what is
you cook on the set
from what they give you from
you
those
get
ingredients.
From what they give you, and there's the first round is the appetizer round. You have 20 minutes to prepare that, whatever it is they have in the basket. The second round is the entree, and the last round is the dessert.
Oh wow, I'd love to be there. Who gets to eat it? The judges.
The judges eat, they get to, and the judges are they're very tough. One of very tough judges that, you know, I had to train for that. Like I really got prepared for this. I trained like for 3 months because I started watching the show and I started getting nervous. I was like, oh my God, this is intense.
Right. That mean.
They mean.
They're very brutal.
They're very brutal. And I was like, I don't know if I can handle that. Cause you know, I'm a celebrity trash talker. And I was like, I don't know if I can contain my conversation if they put my food down, but it was so much fun doing that show. And I told them when I come back, I want to be a judge. I don't want to be, it's like an 18 hour day.
Really?
Oh yes.
Wow.
It's not a game.
It's gruesome.
When they assess the food and they are brutal, do they kind of say off camera, oh, it wasn't that bad? Or is it?
Oh, no, they
wouldn't
talk to me like that. They knew that I wasn't to be played with. My food was always great in their eyes. No, they weren't. No, off camera, no, they weren't brutal. Or they just will tell you should try and do this way.
Right.
Especially if you're when you. And then the one thing I did like was they tell each person when you go back to your kitchen, you should try and do things like this to help you.
More
constructive criticism. Right. With me, I'm a caterer and I feed people. My niche is cruise. Mm. So like, you know, here. You guys have no craft services. I don't know why I came on this show. But I feed crews. I feed, like if you had a crew, I'd be the one back there feeding them breakfast. And so mine's a little different because I have a niche. So
right.
What made you give up your quote unquote day job to be a chef?
I didn't give it up. I just think it just landed. At the time in 07, I was a corporate travel agent in New York City for the federal government. And that's when all the jobs were being sent overseas and we got laid off. And at the time, I was married to someone who was a gourmet chef. He had lost his job working in a TD marketing or something. So we both were without jobs. And I was like, wow, when you're married, you can't both be down. Yeah. I was like, Lord, I started praying and asking God, like, what are we supposed to be doing? Right. And was on, Craigslist. And there was an ad on Craigslist saying they were looking for a caterer for a feature film. Well, when I lived here in LA, I had clients that I did travel for that were producers for TV shows here. Black TV shows. It was called the CW back then, I think. Mm-hmm. Or is it still the CW?
It's still CW.
Oh, I don't watch television, Charlotte. but I did. They knew that we liked to cook. So we cooked food here in Hollywood and we used to drop it off. And they used to tell us all the time, you guys should do catering. But I never thought about it. So it was like a few years later in New York in 07, I responded to that ad and I put a dummy menu. And I was like, oh, they're probably not going to answer it. They answered the ad within an hour.
Wow.
Really?
Guess who it was?
Well, who was
Wendy Williams.
Oh, wow.
It was her movie. queen of media. I didn't know, you know, I hadn't even heard of her. She was only on the radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we walked into this room like 24 hours later. And all I know is my grandmother always says when you go somewhere, which I didn't do that today with you guys, is to bring food. I was trained that way, which I wasn't going to bring y'all nothing anyway because we don't know each other. But
Next time,
I'm joking. But
I'll
tell
you what food I like, and you can bring that in. You know?
Oh, Sam, now I'm starting to feel you, Sam. I'm feeling like we're connected. You're talking to me like you're my man.
Because it would have been taking a chance if you bring food here and we don't like it.
See, now I'm feeling our connection right now. Yeah. I'm really feeling it, seriously.
Good.
So I took food that I knew, fried chicken, collard greens, mac and cheese. I took soul food. We walked in this room. It was a room full of Jewish producers. I actually almost dropped the bag. I was like, oh my God, they're going to know we're not real caterers. Uh-huh. We walked in the room and they said, this is our caterer for the movie. They said we were the only caterers that bought a sample of food.
Really?
All the other caterers went off of their name.
Right.
I got the gig. I made no money, but I went word of mouth since 07. I never had a website. And I've been doing it 7 years. I just got a website last October, and that's how Food Network found me.
Very cool, very cool. So you're dedicated to what you love, and that's why it's happening for you, you know?
I am.
Yeah.
So you got a website last October, and then November they called you.
They actually called me 2 weeks later after we put up the website.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's what was surprising. I said, you found me on the website. I said, is this my website or... When I had gotten a little trouble a long time ago, Charlotte, don't judge me, but I thought they had found something else, but it was the website.
Oh, well, next time. So for those of you just joining us, we're talking to Chef TK Kyle, and she's going to be on the show Chopped, which starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard.
Cool. And that's on the Food Network.
Food Network channel.
Okay. Well, that'll give me a reason to start watching. You know, I mean, I'm looking forward
to
seeing
you. Well, you should.
That. Yeah. Because
I mean, if we're going to be together, Sam, you've got to support.
Exactly. And I got to learn how to love food, right?
You've got to learn to be a foodie.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the best thing, though, for people, and I think couples, to enjoy together, food.
Well, I don't have anybody in my life, Charlotte.
I know,
but she's telling you, that's why you should have one.
This is why Charlotte and I are not going to be together as a family. She knows I don't have a man, and she's talking about a couple. I don't get this.
So she's rubbing it in
She's rubbing it in my face, and we're sitting very close to each other right now.
I didn't mean to do that.
Very cool. So, so what types of food? I mean, you mentioned soul food and stuff. What is, like, your favorite stuff to prepare?
My grandmother's Mexican and black, so I grew up in a house where we ate a lot of Mexican food and a lot of soul food, but Sundays were our day. Mm-hmm. My grandmother would start like at 5-6 in the morning cooking Sunday dinner. We would send us all to church while she would cook, and we would come back, and there'd be a full spread of food every Sunday. My grandmother's still alive. She's 88 years old just a few days ago, and she's my inspiration. Like, she is the reason why I do what I do, but she taught us to, every Sunday, we would feed the GIs from the military base where we lived. For those guys that didn't have families, my grandmother would invite them to our home every Sunday. So, but I cook everything. Like, I'm on the set of this NBC shoot. I just take food and recreate it. So if I get a cake and it falls, I'll recreate that cake and make something else.
Wow. And so that's dessert and stuff like that.
Right, but I make everything. I make Italian.
Right.
I do.
So do you do like themes and stuff?
I do. My lunches are themed for crews. So like, let's say we're on a long shoot for maybe 2 weeks. We have fried chicken Friday. We have summer camp day where that's sandwiches, soups, and salads and sloppy joes. I make gourmet comfort food. So I'm not that chef that you're coming there to get sushi. I have never made sushi.
Right.
But if the price is right, I will learn how
you
to make
learn
sushi.
You will learn how to make it. There you go. Everything is learnable.
I'm a teachable chef.
Yeah.
But I make everything. I make whatever. And what I love about my clients, they allow me to create. Mm. The client I'm with now, she's an amazing client. I've been with her 3 years, and that's why she flies me here to to LA to take care of her crews. I feed them whatever they want,
yeah,
from breakfast to lunch to dinner. And in between, we do hors d'oeuvres. I make little hors d'oeuvres for them.
Wow.
So.
Sounds good. Well, maybe, yeah, maybe in the next wedding or something, you know.
In the
maybe
next
wedding? Maybe in our wedding. In our wedding, you can actually
Sam,
cook
you have a long way to go.
Oh, yeah? Well, I do, huh?
You have a, you have to go through Chef TK Kyle's training. You're not ready
Well,
yet.
Then forget about it. I don't have the time. Wow. So now, so you prepare this and stuff. Now, let's go back to New York. What? How long have you lived in New York now?
It'll be 10. It was 10 years this past September.
Oh, 10 years. Wow.
Yes.
So what made you move to New York in the first place?
I was married to a New Yorker.
Oh, okay.
And he's from New York. So we moved back there because he had followed me.
Where did you meet?
We met in Florida.
Oh, in Florida. Okay. We met, you're like really all over the place.
Yeah, we actually met when I was going through my first divorce.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So he kind of helped you get through the divorce and stuff?
Not really.
No?
I was kind of messed up, so anybody could have came in my life at that point. when you don't know yourself, you let all kinds of ratchetness into your life.
That's true.
It took time to learn who I am. I guess it does take.
Did you marry young?
My first husband, I was 25. My second husband, I was 36.
Right. So 25 is not that young. I mean, you were prepared for marriage.
But I had my first child at 24, and then my second one at 25, and my last one at 36. So I have three sons.
Wow. Congratulations.
Sam, you didn't know. See, you didn't know.
No, I didn't know. Well, I'm bailing out.
I got situations, Sam.
I don't need any more.
You gotta have a 401k to work with me.
Yes, I do.
This ain't a game. This ain't a game.
Are they in New York?
Two live in my hometown, which is surprising because they didn't like living in New York. One's in college and one works two jobs, Dante and Ricky. And then my 11-year-old, he just turned 11, he goes to boarding school in Vermont.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Very cool.
That's the one we gave him a Jewish name to give him a chance in life. So his name is Jacob, a.k.a. Goldstein.
Yeah. That will help him in life, yeah.
Well, he just got to write
Jews
his name.
Have it really
well,
easy,
he
right?
can just write his name on the application. They're not going to know. They're going to give him the job
well,
off
let
his
me
name.
Tell you, let me give you some news. Okay, Jews are not that popular, you know.
Well, he was just asked at school. The young man asked him at school. This is a true story. They asked him, why is your name Jacob? That's a Hebrew name. Uh-huh. He said, Mom, they said my name is a Hebrew name. I said, boy, tell them your daddy is Jesus. That is why your name is Jacob. Then tell them don't ask you nothing else or just call me.
Right.
Tell them to call your mama.
So and how long did the first marriage last?
Sam, why are we still talking
because it's interesting. It's fascinating.
No, it's not. It is very boring. And
okay,
I've caught
so
a lot of
me what you
Sam,
want to
I've
about.
Caught a lot of cases with those last two husbands.
Okay. So let me ask you
my
this.
First husband, it was only just 3 years. And
three years.
He actually left my second child, Ricky, was a 1-pound baby.
Wow.
And he left me when my son was ill. My son was in the hospital 6 months. We were in Alabama.
Mm.
And so I've pretty much raised my children alone.
Wow. I mean, these adverse things, they really can threaten relationships, right?
Well, they shape you as a person. I can tell you, as I was telling you when I came in here, today would have been my 14th wedding anniversary. So when we split up in 08, my second husband, I cried every 13th of October.
Mm.
I would drive around New York City just crying. I was very depressed because I believe in marriage. I believe in family. And but I chose these two guys. God didn't help me.
Yeah.
And so when you do the choosing and you're not whole, I wasn't a whole individual. So
right. And you don't know that God didn't help you. He's got mysterious ways.
He
you know?
Does have mysterious ways. I believe they were part of the journey.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So
you know,
it shaped me for who I am today. And I know who I am. And so that's why I've been alone since 08. And I'm waiting for you to get your life together, Sam.
Okay.
So that we
well,
can.
I just started being alone. I'm in no rush whatsoever. But no, it's interesting. You know, I mean, I was talking to my son, and we were talking about. I told him, I said, you know, life is not easy. It's not meant to be easy.
It's not
because. And I told him, everybody's got problems, even when you think they don't.
They mm-hmm. do.
Everybody's got issues because that's what being human is about.
That's right.
You know, otherwise, I don't see the point in creating this. universe anyway, you know.
If you don't have problems in your life and people aren't talking about you, you're not doing anything.
No, exactly.
Mm-hmm. You're bored.
You're staying home, yeah.
So they're talking about me, Sam. I already, somebody posted on Facebook, I'm a wannabe celebrity. I was like, wow. She wants to be on the non-believers team that I'm creating. Yeah. I have a non-believers team, Charlotte.
There's a lot of haters out there.
What does that mean?
Well, there is someone that I have a crush on, and we won't bring his name up because he's not ready. Sam, I'm sorry. I got to break it to you like that.
Damn.
Boom.
Yeah, damn.
There's somebody I'm interested in. I won't bring it up who he is. He's in the industry. But I have a non-believers team that I'm creating for all of those that don't believe in my dream of my success and what it is that I talk about, because I put it in the universe, and they're going to have front row at the wedding. So
there you go.
It's the non-believers row.
Right.
Oh,
so,
like
Charlotte,
that.
I'm hoping you're not going to be one of those, because you're a cute girl. I really want you there.
I will. I definitely will.
We'll come to the wedding. Yeah, if nothing else, for the food.
You know? For the food. I'm sure I'm not going to cater my own food.
No,
Sam.
I know, but you're going to pick it. Right?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to pick it. You guys got to come to the party tomorrow. I am catering my own party tomorrow.
Oh, there's a party tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They're allowing me to have a party tomorrow.
Wow. Is everybody invited? Or,
Yeah, I don't think so.
You no,
see
not
my,
for the
you
public.
See the people. This is my security team. That's they are not to be
team.
Played with.
Right. Okay.
They told me, shut it down.
Okay.
Shut it down.
All right. And you better listen. They know what they're talking about, right?
Well, this is my security team. Can I say their names on the radio?
Of course.
Because I don't really want them to get stalked by people. Here in L.A., you guys are big on that stalking stuff. Because New Yorkers will beat you down. We will wait for you. You've been stalking me? Come on. Yeah. Let's go.
Well, there's definitely people, a lot of people here to stalk, you know?
Yeah, I used to be a stalker back in the day. I was a stalker. I understand. I don't judge them. We won't talk about who I was stalking. I'm actually still a little bit stalking him, but they've asked me to stop since I'm on this, you know, road to
success.
Oh,
boy, now I'm going to have a stalker, too.
No, I'm not going to be stalking. I don't even have enough money for gas to be doing that, because I drive myself around. I'm not in no Uber car or nothing, so I can't be stalking anymore. Y'all gas is too high out here in L.A.
That's true.
I can't do all that, because in New York,
so
you can jump on the train.
In New York, the gas is cheaper?
No, you can jump on the train
and
stalk.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
$2.50, you can stalk a person all day.
That's right. You don't need a car in New York. Yeah.
You don't. But my security team, I call them my security team, is Chris Gordon, my manager, and Megan. You know, I don't want to say what I really call her. Megan, how do you say her last name? I've always called her something else because I've nicknamed her Booty Mac.
Okay.
I don't know if, can you say Booty Mac on the air?
You can say whatever the hell you want here.
Oh, wow. You can say Booty Mac.
Yeah.
Megan.
I won't ask where that came from.
Well,
maybe
I'm glad
should.
It's a radio
I'm sure
show.
There's an interesting glad
it's,
story behind
but it's
it.
Megan and it's McCurkin.
It's
McEachran.
Right.
But she's really the one running me. People don't know.
Well, that's
and he's the heavy.
The
he's the heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they keep me in check. It's not a game, Sam. It's not a game.
It's not a game. Okay.
You can tell I'm a strong personality. I don't know how right. God created this. I call them Ebony and Ivory.
Mm.
That's their name.
Okay.
I'm always singing that song to them because, you know, Ebony. But
okay.
I switch it up. She's Ebony, he's Ivory. That's how.
Okay, sounds good. As long as they make the team, you know.
We have fun all day. You can tell, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So we're talking to Chef TK Kyle, and she's going to be on the show Chopped on Food Network on the Food Network tomorrow night. And now, what can we expect to see? I mean, is it like an American Idol type of a thing? I mean, you just
it
come
is.
And do your thing.
Except it's a one night
you.
Thing,
right?
It's not over. You know, it's not over weeks, but
right.
you film in one day.
I see.
It's
okay.
grueling. Like, you have a 4 a.m. call time. And you know what's interesting is that day, I run my own catering company.
Mm.
And I've been known to fire a lot of people. And I think that week I fired everybody.
Wow.
So I was the chef. I was the driver.
Yeah.
It was a tough week. But I was doing a shoot that day that wrapped at midnight. I had to be on that chop set at 4 a.m. the next day.
Yeah.
And then it went until 10 p.m. and I had to go back to that set that I was shooting. Like, I didn't sleep for 2 days.
Wow.
It ain't a game.
No, it's not a game, but you gotta work hard.
You gotta work hard. My grandfather just died in August 1st. My grandfather passed away, Alvin Gilmore Sr. from Lompoc, California. And the last thing he said to me was, Tara, hard work pays off, and it's going to pay off for you one day. It's mm-hmm. coming. He said that to me. Very and I cool. know it does.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, because, you know, when you focus on something, you can't, like, not succeed, you know?
You can't.
Because you're putting all your energy and effort yes. into it. And, you know, unless you give up somewhere along the way, then you don't really quit.
You
know?
Don't. And the one thing I tell young people, because I have a 21-year-old, a 22-year-old, an 11-year-old, you have to find your passion. Because otherwise, we're old. We've been here. And these are things we're telling you so that you don't have to go down the roads we've gone
exactly.
down.
Exactly. But sometimes it seems like they have to, you know? They,
and I guess so, because I'm learn. My sons apparently think I'm a KK Kardashian and I got a lot of money. Because they're like, Mom, you know, how long is it going to be before you get your first check of something? Because we have things we need to do. Really?
Yeah, go get a freaking job.
Kids, yeah. But they're working, they're in school. And yeah. But you got to work hard and you can't talk about it. You got to be about it. What bothers me the most is I want to be a basketball player. I want to be this, but I never see anything, you know. Go. Have I seen you pick up a ball?
Mm.
Have you know? Michael Jordan didn't yeah. become Michael Jordan overnight.
Exactly.
Practice makes yeah. perfect. Mm-hmm. I wasn't intended to be a chef, but I kept doing this for 7 years, and it just keeps getting better and better and better. I know chefs in my life right now who are amazing, that are close to me, and I'm living their dream. And I tell them all the time, this should be you.
Right.
So until you get it in your head that you mm-hmm. want to do what you want to do, it's not going to click till you do it.
Right.
You got to do it.
Right.
Definitely.
No, absolutely. So you've had the catering company in New York, right?
In New York.
And
I got mad love. What's up, New York City? What's up, Brooklyn? Harlem. It started in Harlem. Jamaica, Queens.
Really?
Yeah.
How cool. So now, do you plan on opening a restaurant sometime? I mean, that would be cool, right?
Sam, if we were going to be a couple, I could give you all everything that's going on. But since
but
we're
otherwise,
not,
you don't want to tell me all the plans, huh?
No, of course I have plans. My dream is to open. I want to open up soul food restaurants because I love making soul food. It's just something about soul food that just makes people feel good, and it's just the way
what
I grew
soul
up.
Soul food. I mean, give us an example of what
soul food is. Fried chicken, of course. People say it's not healthy, but it's the way you prepare it.
Yeah,
I can tell you, I don't fry any of my chicken with. The only oil I use is grapeseed oil or sunflower oil, and I make my cabbage with collard greens, vegetarian, but with flavor and mac and cheese and cornbread and sweet potato pie and red velvet cupcakes. That's soul food.
So this is like from the South kind
of
food,
it was
right?
from the South.
Yeah.
Stuff that everyone
you know, back
likes.
In the day.
Everyone loves that food.
Everyone loves that food.
The closest I get to that food is Popeye's fried chicken here.
Sam, you just hurt my heart. My heart is hurting. Because did he really just
but
say
you'll
Popeye?
Have to send me, you'll have to send me
Sam,
to some good restaurant.
Really, Sam? How much more time we got with Sam? Because he said Popeye's. Sam, I'm going to send an Uber car to bring you some food.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Yeah,
on soul food.
Yeah,
if you guys would have did this in the afternoon, if you come to my party tomorrow, mm-hmm. and I can't put it out there like that because Obama security team that's sitting next to me
okay.
will have a
you
fit.
You don't want everybody to stalk
well,
you.
Well, we are having a party, and it's in Hollywood. It's a screening party. I will be cooking. I actually am working all day with my crew, and then I'm leaving from there to go cook for my own party because I love to cook, and I want people who have never met me to taste my food.
Right.
So, but tomorrow's more of a Mexican day. I'm grilling, you know, chicken. I'm having fun. I'm putting a variety of food out for tomorrow.
Right.
I even cook Greek food. You look Greek to me.
Really? My father's actually from Greece.
I've been to Israel, and when I went over there, they have a lot of Mediterranean. Because I used to take my church, shout out to San Antonio, New Life Christian Center.
okay, whatever.
Yeah, San Antonio's in the house, y'all. But I used to take, our church went to Israel, Hawaii, and that's our pastor takes group. We used to take groups over, you know, when I'm...
So you like the Israeli men and stuff, right?
Oh, well, yeah. My
See, that's
husband
why she's
was
attracted to me.
Well, my husband at the time was trying to sell me for 10 camels when
really?
I was there. Obviously, it wasn't enough.
That's an Arabic country you're talking
about. Yeah, well,
about.
It wasn't Israel enough.
Israel does not deal with camels.
Yeah, well, we were all over the place, and I know there was a lot of camels, and they were like, I'll take her for 10 camels. He didn't even have a car at the time, so that wouldn't
but
even work.
But 10 camels is worth a lot of money.
It was.
Going back to the show. So if it's a competition, do you know who won?
Of course I know who won. Charlotte, come on.
Well, I don't know if sometimes, because sometimes with the reality
Charlotte,
show,
I was there.
They mix it up and they... film a few different. But they mix
what kind of show is this?
But sometimes they mix it up. They film a few different.
I wish they would.
And then,
I wish Chop would air that show after all the 18 hours I was there. And then I don't know who won. Right. I know where they are. They will sleep with one eye open. Come on now, Ted Allen. I hope they listening, because they I brought the comedy up, and that crew was asleep. They said I woke them up.
Now, well, I'm willing to bet, though, that if you'd won, you probably would be telling us, right?
I can't tell you.
You can't tell us.
Nope.
Okay.
But I'm a winner anyway. Like I told everybody on the show, we're all winners. You know why? Because we showed up.
That's true.
It doesn't matter. Jennifer Hudson didn't win American Idol. Look at her.
Right.
Okay? It's not about, to me, you're a winner if you just keep getting up.
Right.
And I told everyone there, because I was the oldest person there. They all were in their early 30s, and a lot of them had a lot of things going on in their lives, because they get very personal. They actually follow you, and they follow you in your life,
right?
And they followed all of us. And shout out to Bowery Homeless Shelter in New York City, because I feed the homeless there. They followed me at the shelter where I feed the homeless. And but I told everyone there, you guys are winners. Don't cry if they eliminate you. You're not being rejected. You're going somewhere else in your journey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get excited.
And it's a game, too. People
it's a game.
View it as
I mean,
a game,
you win know? Money. I mean, it's right. $10,000. That's not a lot of money, Sam. I have my own business. I mean, we don't want to even talk about my dominatrix business. So $10,000 is no money.
No money, okay? No. Yeah.
Really?
I know. So in Boston,
I don't even
want to
say,
more.
You know, $10,000, really? I can make that in a week.
That's true, yeah.
Peeing on, you know, a bunch of people.
Right. Into come on. Bondage and things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, Sam, but we won't talk like that. My mama might be listening. She don't
That's
know.
That's true. She doesn't know. Well, no. She doesn't know.
She knows that she says, "Why are you? Where do you get all your money? I know it's not catering." Mm-hmm. Mom, the less you know, the better. It's safe right. for you not to know.
Right. Would you consider doing that, being a dominatrix?
Sam, we cannot talk.
We can't talk
security.
About that.
Security.
Yeah. Okay.
He's trying to talk about my business. We can't talk about that. It's a secret life.
That means it's a yes.
Oh, this is that radio show where you can talk about whatever you want, right?
She has a lot to hide.
I got a lot going on, Sam. If I don't do this catering stuff, I told them, if this little situation here don't work out with my team, I will be back on the stroll and the pole. It's not a game. I'm a single mother.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do, right?
I like Sam. He's encouraging me to be on the pole. Really?
So how did you meet your team here? How did you guys...
Well, of course, he was one of my dominatrix
clients.
Customers, yes.
Okay.
So,
good thing we can't see his face.
No,
we just got his name.
We just got his.
No. It's okay. It's like somebody's got to be those people.
No,
yeah?
Because honestly, Sam, and I'm going to say it, and I know they don't like when I use the WP word, white people. I don't deal with anyone unless they're non-black.
Okay.
When my not dominatrix business, that's it.
I see. So they got to be black when you're a dominatrix.
No, they got to be white.
Oh, they got to be white. Okay.
With a certain amount of money.
Right. So
it's not a game, Sam.
Yeah. So you're no racist. I mean, you're like
no, I'm not a racist.
Goes.
And that's
anything
why I want to tell people. They're like, when you go on the radio, don't say anything about white people. I hope they listening. When you come to my party tomorrow, they can tell you. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the whitest town in the Central Coast.
Yeah.
How could I have a lot of black friends?
I don't know.
But I
know. I
love everyone. My whole family, we're all mixed up. But I'm not a racist. I can never be a racist.
Right.
I am a... They can tell you...
You just prefer the wimpy white guys.
Yeah, with money. But my biggest pet peeve is long hair.
Okay.
You know, people come to my set, girls with long hair that work for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Even my own mother, I hired her. She had on a Tina Turner wig for a job I did. I had to fire her. Like, seriously. I think I'm a racist against people with long hair. I don't know what it is.
So you don't like my hat?
Oh no,
it's
you would wear.
Long,
no, you couldn't be on my. You couldn't be a server. You'd have to put it up.
Oh,
because I am feeding people. It's a health situation,
mm-hmm. Right?
And I know when the girls come to the table, I always tell them, "Oh, your hair is so beautiful. If you could just pull it back, I'll serve you a plate."
Mm.
Because seriously,
you don't want to find hair right.
In your food.
Yeah,
and I am a real. I'm very strict about, and I'm very disciplined in what I do when it comes to feeding people.
Right,
it's not a game.
No,
I say this. That's my little. thing that I say. It's not a game. And I believe for the 7 years that I've been doing this, hustling and grinding, and I looked at my bio. They made me do a bio. I couldn't believe all the stuff I've done in 7 years. Wow. My biggest client that I just picked up is Sesame Street. I just got Sesame Street.
Wow.
Now, when you get Sesame Street, what up, Sesame Street Workshop? I'm coming back real soon.
There you go.
I went on that set 3 weeks ago, and I started crying.
Really?
I catered for them. They found me on the internet. I couldn't believe I was on the set of Sesame Street. Big Bird been there 45. He's 80. Like, really? Yeah. Big Bird is still doing it.
Right.
That
amazing,
speaks
huh?
volumes.
Yeah.
And they've been in the same studio 45 years in New York City.
Wow. Really?
That's wow. And guess who their neighbor is?
Who's their neighbor?
Orange is the New Black.
Oh, really? Wow. So it's all in the same area.
They were trying to get into the Sesame Street studio. And I said, oh, I heard about that show. You know, Sam, I don't watch any type of television. I said, but my friends were saying it's some type of prison show. Mm-hmm. And I told the producer, she's in the same building. I said, look, let me go to L.A. and do my little media stuff, because y'all going to need a person that's really been to jail, because I have been to Central Booking 3 times in New York.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
So they're supposed to talk to me when I get back.
Okay. Well, good thing we're out of time. We can't ask you about those things.
You're no, you're going to have to bring me back, Sam, or you're going to have to come on my show that I got coming up.
Sounds good. I'd be glad to. Yeah. So everybody, go ahead. So you have a website. Do you want to give it out?
I do have a website. I have a lot of sites. Do you want the clean one, the clean versions, or the...
Whichever one you want. Dominatrix, anything.
I'm on Instagram, Chef TK Kyle. My catering company is Tara Singleton Catering. Mm-hmm. My website is Tara Singleton Catering. That will be changing January 1st to... TK Kyle is my maiden name.
Sounds good.
So I went
Sounds
back
like
to that.
A rapper.
Yeah, I left my bling because they told me don't come in here with all my jewelry. Like, I'm a gangster caterer. You don't even know.
Yeah, that's right.
Charlotte, you were the best.
Well, Chef TK
Kyle.
You too. Everybody catch the show tomorrow. It's Chopped on
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Pacific, right?
10 p.m. Eastern.
10 p.m.
Let's go, New York,
so
represent.
It's like live, right? I mean, it's shown live.
It's not live, but...
No, but it's shown live. In other words, it's the same time for both coasts. It's
correct, like, but it's just earlier here in California.
Right.
All right, Lompoc, y'all better represent. My people, they listening right now. Let's go. My hometown better represent.
There you go. Go represent. All right, well, Tara, right?
Do not say my real name
but you
on
just
the radio.
You just give us the website.
That's the website, but this is Chef TK Kyle, Sam.
Yeah, but you just give
us
the website.
We're breaking up, people. It's not going to happen. Chef TK Kyle in the house. LA Talk Radio, y'all. Come on now.
Okay. So everybody check out the show. TK, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
You're a lot of fun.
God bless you.
Of course. And hopefully you're the one who won the show. We'll watch tomorrow and find out.
Just want to say shout out to Charlotte and Sam as we go out there. You guys are the first, before the show airs, you're my first radio show.
Sounds good.
So you're invited to everything.
We're honored.
Glad we could be.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us. And the crew, thank you so much for joining us, guys. You've been very quiet, but that's okay. And that's it. Thank you, Charlotte. We'll see everybody tomorrow.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.